What does it mean to change your relationship to time, or change your relationship with time, and how does it affect your biology? Think about it. When you say, I'm running out of time, and you feel that you're running out of time, everything speeds up in your life. Your heart rate goes faster, your blood pressure increases, your platelets get jittery, your body gets inflamed. So the sense that I'm running out of time speeds up your biological clock. If on the other hand, you are in flow, there's no time. If you think I have all the time in the world, you feel relaxed, so does your body. And every part of your biological system goes into a mode where things slow down. And then, of course, when we transcend in meditation, which means we go into the gap between our thoughts, time stops altogether. In the deeper reality, since there is no time, time is the subject-object relationship, then in the deeper reality, there's always the moment now. If you have your attention on what is and see its fullness in every moment, then you're free from the conditioning of the past, and you're also free from the anticipation of the future. So remember this phrase, have your attention on what is and see its fullness in every moment, and you will be free. Life-centered present moment awareness simply means that the most important moment in your life is now. That the most important people in your life are the ones in front of you right now. That the most important activity in your life is what you're doing right now. Now is the only moment that never ends. So have your attention on what is, and you will see its fullness in every moment. You'll also change the activity of your biological clock and affect, literally, how you age at a cellular level. Aging will slow down. In life-centered present moment, there is no time. Okay, thanks.